tear gas and funerals after dozens die in the Middle East.
That is a stunning loss of life for many Palestinians.
First lady in the hospital.
Melania is already on the mend.
10 children in a house of horrors.
Torture occurred in this house.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Home Advisor.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. Israeli forces fired tear gas to break up Palestinian demonstrators in Bethlehem a day after the chaos and carnage in Gaza that left some 60 people dead and more than 1,200 wounded. New troubles reported there as well today. CBS's Holly Williams says it's a day of mourning and anger.
They're carrying their dead to be buried here in Gaza, including several children, the youngest an eight-month-old baby, Leila Al-Gandua, who died of tear gas inhalation. Tens of thousands of Palestinians held angry demonstrations yesterday, furious after the U.S. embassy was moved to Jerusalem. Israel responded with deadly force.
Well, here at home, the White House says First Lady Melania Trump will remain in the hospital the rest of the week after a planned procedure that's been described as a success. Live to CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
Mrs. Trump underwent a procedure called an embolization yesterday morning at the Walter Reed Military Hospital. Her husband visited her there yesterday and tweeted that Mrs. Trump is in good spirits. The White House says the procedure on the First Lady was done to treat a benign kidney condition. CBS's Dr. John LaPook.
If it's a benign growth, it could be something, for example, like an angiomyolipoma. That's a benign collection of fat, muscle, and blood vessels. And it tends to occur in women, especially in middle age. And the First Lady is 48 years old.
The White House has not released many details, but her staff says Melania Trump will remain at Walter Reed through the end of the week. Steve?
Well, President Trump has called the White House leakers traitors and cowards as outrage simmers over the remark about John McCain attributed to a staffer. His opposition to the CIA nominee was dismissed with a, it doesn't matter, he's dying anyway. The CBS's Nancy Cordes on Capitol Hill.
Louisiana's John Kennedy and several of his colleagues are urging White House communications aide Kelly Sadler to issue a public mea culpa.
I don't know whether she's stupid or not, but she sure made a bad decision.
Deputy White House Press Secretary Raj Shah deflected questions about Sadler's comments, instead focusing on the leaks.
That creates a very difficult work environment. I think anybody who works anywhere could recognize that.
Well, not a California where 10 children have been removed from their home. Authorities say they have puncture wounds, burns, and bruises, and both parents face charges.
Ina Rogers insists there was no abuse, and she led us into her home to prove it. What did we see inside?
Yeah, everything was clean.
A mess that Rogers blames on the police search. But there's feces all over the bathroom, the floor, the walls, the tub. The house is a chaotic jumble of possessions, and the 10 children all shared one bedroom.
It said the living conditions were questionable. That's absolutely crazy. From the beginning, it has been unfair.
But authorities say, in fact, her husband tortured the kids sadistically, and at the very least, Rogers neglected and endangered them. Doug Sovereign for CBS News, Fairfield, California.
Well, experts are watching the cracks in the earth as they try to predict what will happen next at Hawaii's restive Kilauea volcano. CBS's David Begno is on the Big Island.
There are now 19 active fissures. Officials say the lava flowing from them is slowing, but shows no sign of stopping. It's moving southward toward the ocean and growing ever closer to a primary evacuation route.
Lava from the volcanoes destroyed more than 30 homes. A legal victory for Missouri's embattled governor Eric Greitens. A judge dropped a felony invasion of privacy charge against him, but prosecutors are still pursuing a case linked to an affair Greitens had with a woman. And fellow Republicans could move to consider possible impeachment proceedings later on this week. The ride service Uber is giving its drivers and passengers a clearer road to pursue misconduct claims.
The just-announced change means riders and drivers can go to court or mediation rather than arbitration. No longer do sexual misconduct settlements have to be kept confidential.
It's time to move in a new direction.
Uber CEO Derek Khosrowshahi was hired last August after a wave of allegations about sexual harassment and more. This company video he promises.
One of our core values as a company is to always do the right thing.
Peter King, CBS News.
In southwest China, a domestic airliner made an emergency landing after the cockpit window on the Airbus shattered and the co-pilot was partially sucked out of the aircraft. The co-pilot was wearing a seatbelt and was pulled back in. He suffered minor injuries. In Britain, the run-up to the royal wedding features some drama. The bride's father might not be there. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
Just days before the royal wedding, there is a royal wedding controversy. It involves the newcomers, the Markle family, specifically her father, Thomas. He has gotten into a bit of a mix-up after agreeing to pose for some pictures.
I think he felt naively that he might be able to take control of the situation, and if he collaborated with photographers, he could present an image that he was more comfortable with. That hasn't turned out to be the case.
That's royal correspondent Roya Nika. The pressure may be getting to Thomas Markle. There are reports he may have suffered a heart attack.
Do you know how Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are feeling right now?
Yeah, I spoke to someone very close to them last night who said they were both devastated, but that more than anything, above even wanting her father to be there, Meghan's concern at the moment is for her father's health.
Steve Futterman, CBS News, London.
Some of Seattle's largest companies, Amazon and Starbucks among them, will have to pay a new tax to help fund programs for the homeless, thanks to action by Teresa Mosqueda and others on the city council.
Our shelters are at capacity. There is no more affordable housing to move folks into. If we want to get folks off the street out of tents, we have to build the housing that we need and the shelter to accommodate it in the near term.
The companies call it a tax on jobs. There's been no cause of death listed for actress Margot Kidder. Her career flew high when she played Lois Lane in the Superman movies in the 70s and 80s.
I've got you.
You've got me. Who's got you?
Her manager says Kidder, who was 69, died in her sleep at her Montana home. Is a robot next in line to do your job? CBS's Jim Shenevy ponders the question.
We hear more and more about automation taking over human jobs, but what do you think your chances are that you could lose your job to a robot? Pretty good if you ask Daryl West, VP of the Brookings Institution think tank and author of The Future of Work, Robots, AI, and Automation. He predicts a third of American men aged 25 to 54 could be replaced by automated systems or robots by 2050. It's already happening. 6% of adults have already lost a job or had pay or hours reduced because of automation, and 65% of adults believe most stores will be fully automated within 20 years. Jim Shenevy, CBS News.
Well, there are no human cashiers at Amazon Go stores. Shoppers use a smartphone app to make purchases. Reports say the online giant now plans to expand beyond Seattle with locations soon in Chicago and San Francisco. And that's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.